Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King, again, with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to read a verse here in Matthew 21, verse 44. It says, "And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it shall grind him to powder." And it's talking about the stone there that was placed in the temple at the very top corner, tying the temple, tying the corner together. And it's talking about that stone is a symbol of Jesus Christ. And what it's saying there is that the stone is Jesus Christ, that on whomsoever shall fall on that stone, which so many people have done, thousands and thousands of people over the years have done that. They have fell upon that stone. They have came to the end and fell and yielded and surrendered to that stone and were broken. And then there's another group of people that it says the stone shall grind them to powder. And I would like to testify this morning that to choose to fall on that stone is a blessing that far exceeds what the natural man can comprehend. There's something about brokenness, true humility, and brokenness that is soothing to the soul. And you know, lots of times we think of brokenness as something that that happens to us when things don't go our way, which is often the case. But I would like to encourage us this morning that it's okay to ask for brokenness. And it seems for me, and I have convinced that it's true for many people, that brokenness is not something that happens once it's done. Brokenness is not something that can be manufactured, but it is something that we can seek after and pursue. And that was the comfort that I received yesterday and this morning as I was contemplating on that. That there is power in brokenness. Usually a broken man will have revelation from Scripture that a proud man will not. A broken man will have compassion flowing out of his heart that a proud man will not. And there's just something real beautiful about choosing to be broken. And a broken man is a man who does not have a will of his own. He is a man who's looking up to the Father in response with tears in his eyes, and he's saying, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." I was amazed also at a verse in John where it talks about how that God wants us to go and make disciples, and it's basically the conclusion or the ending of all the four Gospels, is for us to go and make disciples. And there's a verse in John, it says, "As the Father hath sent me, so I send you." There's just something real simple about that verse. As the Father has sent Jesus, so Jesus sent Peter, John, Thomas, Philip, the ones he was talking to there. But he's also talking to us, those that name the name of Christ. And in order for us to obey that scripture, one must be broken. And it's a safe place to be. It's a safe place. It's a safe thing to ask God. Number one, we can ask God, how are we doing on that scale of brokenness and pride? If you were to put those on two opposite ends and put the numbers 1 to 10 in between there, you know, where would we land? And it's safe to ask God that, because God knows that He'll show us. And then, if we do find that we are at the wrong place there on that scale, we can ask God for brokenness, and God will grant it. God bless you. I just want to encourage you that trials, tribulations, and the painful things of this life, if we are a Christian, we can claim those things as love from the Father. God be with you.